Radio Dead Air, this is Nash. I'm taking a few minutes this morning to speak with Peter David. Actually, it's afternoon at this point. Peter David, you've been involved in comics and writing for a good long time. Thank you for joining us today.
No problem.
Okay, let's get started. You were with Marvel in their sales department.
Yep.
And you moved from there to writing. How did that go? How did that come about?
I began submitting stories to various of the editors. Pretty much got nowhere until Jim Owsley took over the Spider-Man titles. Jim was actually amenable to the idea of my writing for Spider-Man. I submitted some stories. He wound up assigning me to another book, to Spec Spidey. I was fired off that book, and then, well, Owsley had to fire me off the book in order to placate Jim Shooter. And then I wound up picking up Incredible Hulk, and things just sort of snowballed from there, and I realized that I could actually make a full-time living by writing comics.
It's been noted that when you've gone onto a book, two good examples are the Hulk and Aquaman, you take the character and you take it, you spin it into a completely different direction. Most of the time people will say you bring new life to it. What's it like playing in someone else's sandbox when it comes to these characters? What's it like taking something that's been established and trying to work with that as a writer?
Really?
You have to tread carefully. Yes, you want to go in a different direction with the character to establish your own voice, your own style of stories, but by the same token, you don't want to do so in a way that totally ignores everything that's gone before. I try to look at what previous writers have done and then build upon that so that although the new direction I take may seem unusual and unexpected, nevertheless, it also still makes perfect sense when you see everything that's gone before. And ultimately, you have to be aware that it is somebody else's characters, it is somebody else's sandbox, and you don't want to do anything that is absolutely irrevocable. You want to do what Stan Lee referred to not so much as change, but the illusion of change.
You mentioned Shooter, who is obviously one of the more polarizing figures in comics in the past few decades. Is there a politics of comics you have to watch out for in the industry?
There's politics in every industry. In the case of when I was doing Spider-Man, there were two political aspects. Number one, I was in the direct sales department, and up until that time, nobody from sales had ever crossed over into editorial. The attitude was that if you were in the business side, you were not creative, because if you were creative, you would be in editorial, not business, QED. And that made it a little bit problematic in terms of, trying to make that sort of transition. The other aspect was that I was writing Spider-Man, and I was a relative newcomer to the world of comic books.
And Spider-Man's a flagship character for Marvel.
Spider-Man's your flagship character, so there was this belief that I had no business writing Spider-Man. The fact that my stories were popular and good were secondary to the notion that that Spider-Man was something that you work your way up to, not something that you get first crack out of the box. And they were making Owsley's life miserable, and Owsley eventually fired me off the book, I think to a large extent in hopes of holding on to his job, if nothing else. I did not get that same sort of hassle from writing the Hulk, because the Hulk, although he's certainly a well-known character,
he was kind of flagging at the time.
He was flagging at the time. You know, nobody really was particularly interested in writing the Hulk. There was no stampede of interest from writers to come onto that title.
Given what's going on right now in the industry, what's your take on things? What's got your attention? What are you watching right now?
I think that there's a lot of compelling stuff that's being done in the small press. It certainly seems intriguing to see all these net comics, web comics, coming into existence and eventually transitioning into actual print.
We've got the Devil's Panties, PvP, a couple others.
Yeah, exactly. It really seems as if the net is becoming the new breeding ground for the next generation of writers and artists, because once upon a time, you absolutely needed a publisher in order to get your work out there. Now, all you need is, you know, a modem, and you can get your work out before a much larger audience than would ever have been possible in the old days.
Looking back over what you've done so far, and not just comics, you've written several novels. What's 70 several? What's the difference?
Begin with SCV, so it's the same.
Yeah. Looking back over, what's been your favorite to work on, and what haven't you worked on yet that you'd want to take a shot at?
You mean in terms of comics?
Anything, honestly.
Probably my favorite, but the thing that I've always wanted to work on that I never actually have, Doc Savage. I have a fondness for Doc Savage. No one would buy the damn book, but, you know, like I said, I have an old fondness for Doc.
Well, people would say the same thing about Aquaman. No one would buy it.
Yeah, I suppose.
Anything you've worked on so far you would consider standout, your favorite or you're most proud of that you've put out?
In terms of comic books, Fallen Angel, I would say. The series that began at DC and then has since moved to IDW. Certainly, I think that's some of my best work. Certainly, it's my favorite.
What do you have coming up that we should keep an eye out for?
I'm going to be starting on She-Hulk in a month. Right? Yeah, well, it is 2007. Yeah. I mean, later on this year, in a month or two, I think. And I'm very excited about that, and I'll be very interested to see what the fan reaction is to it.
That's an interesting book to write, mainly because the internal logic of it, the whole premise of comic within a comic, the law firm. Have you thought about any ways you're going to approach that yet?
Yeah, I have, and I'm determined to tell stories that, although they are consistent with the character of Jen Walters, will go off in, naturally, a new and unexpected direction that will make sense once you get to it, but we'll have a lot of people talking or arguing or even outright confused, all of which is good, as long as they're buying it. And in terms of novels, I have a new novel coming out next year, in May of 2008, from Random House, called Tiger Heart, that I think may be possibly the best novel I've ever written. So I hope people will buy it.
Peter David, thank you for giving us some time this morning. I appreciate it very much.
No problem.
This has been Nationalist Radio Dead Air. We've been talking with writer Peter David. Thank you.